Hello.
Mick.
Hi.
It's Ed Sabatino from 102.9 The Whale in Hartford, Connecticut.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You guys are going to be at Mohegan Sun on December 1st. Bring in the entire show, man. You got Lou Gramm. You got everybody is going to be there. It's going to be a hell of a night.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We've done a few of these shows, you know, with getting everybody together a few times this year, and it's been a lot of fun. We've enjoyed it, too, and the crowd have loved it. So,
ironically, I was at Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden when you guys came up on stage and played with them.
Oh, really?
And yeah, wow. It was amazing. And, you know, one of the most incredible things that I noticed when you're at a show like Billy Joel or you're at a show like Foreigner or Def Leppard, you know every song, everybody's into it, the whole crowd is in sync. And
yeah.
So thinking back, so it feels like the first time was what, 76, 77?
77, yeah.
77, so I don't do math, so let's just call it 40 years.
Yeah,
okay.
That's good.
Do you look at music now and think to yourself, man, this stuff is all disposable, and the stuff that we did 40 years ago is still getting played on the radio on a regular basis?
Yeah, I'm obviously very happy about that. You know, these songs seem to have stood the test of time pretty well. And as you say, you know, they get played a lot all across the country, all across the world, actually, too. You know, I mean, it's amazing. You know, to be able to go on stage and have songs that are all familiar, the crowd are all familiar with all of them, you know. So you can see them, crowd sometimes, you know, people lean towards each other. So, you know, they did that one, too.
Yeah.
That's them, too.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because, you know, I've seen you guys in concert a few times. When you look out at the crowd, it is fathers, mothers, kids, grandparents. Yeah. It's everyone, and everyone knows all the songs. That's
killer too. Yeah, yeah, they know the words.
It's got to be an incredible feeling.
It really is.
When you guys decided to reconnect, did you put any rules down, or is it like, hey, listen, let's just act like it's the 70s and 80s again and just go have some fun?
Yeah, really. I mean, you know, this is about, we will have, by the end of the year, we'd have done about 8 of these kind of shows, you know, getting everybody back together. And, you know, it's really a celebration of the fact that we're still around after 40 years, you know, and it's just like a good vibe tour, you know. It really is amazing how easily everybody blended in together and how everybody's been treating this as you know, something that's a lot of fun. It's also a bow, you know, a nod to the heritage of the band and the, you know, the success that we've had over those years. And so it's all up. And everybody gets on like a house on fire and, you know, loving it. So,
well, it's, for me, all-time favorite Foreigner song, Jukebox Hero. By far, there's something about the progression of the song and the story and the, it does have that hero aspect to it. Like, and there's certain songs that, like, the story kind of grabs you. Jukebox Hero is one of them. Shooting Star by Bad Company, another one of those songs. It's like the rise of a phoenix and, you know, what happens from there. And, you know, I've been reading that, there's a play being put together in Canada.
That's correct.
Now, are you guys behind this, or is this more of a couple of writers took the story from the song and are making it happen?
No, I mean, actually, one of the writers is a dear old friend of mine who has done a number of you know, music-oriented movies. And I don't know whether you remember, it's from quite a while ago, that there was a movie called The Commitment.
Yeah, absolutely.
About the band in Ireland.
Yes.
And, yeah, well, his name is Ian Lefrene, and he has done the script, the screenplay for it. We're obviously, yeah, we're involved with it, but it's not, the band won't be appearing in it. It's really a musical, you know, show destined for, who knows, for Broadway or wherever. But, well,
that's what I figure, because a lot of yeah, good plays, they'll test them out in Canada,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden, hey, guess what? We're on Broadway. So
yeah,
I guess
yeah,
that's the hope at this point. Like, this is going to be your Rock of Ages.
Hopefully.
So just one more. I don't know how much time you have, and I don't want to eat up all of it. Just another question. Did you see Bohemian Rhapsody yet?
I haven't seen it yet. Heard a lot of good reports of it, though. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. And it's, listen, the music is great. He plays Freddie Mercury really well. When you look at the side-by-side comparisons, it's excellent. Yeah. My problem with it is, I've been in radio a long time, and I know the stories about the parties with Freddie Mercury and the parties with Queen and things like that. And they sanitized those parties and sanitized his life so much that I felt like we weren't getting the real deal.
Really?
Yeah. So that leads me to a question. Did you ever get a chance to party with them back in the day?
No, I didn't, because I knew Brian May, but, you know, he was really the quiet one in the band, if anything. You know, I didn't really get to... We actually did... Yeah, I did some shows when I was working with somebody called Leslie West.
Oh, Leslie West and Mountain.
Yeah, and
probably, I hate to interrupt you, one of the most underrated guitarists in the world. I'd say in history of rock and roll, Leslie West, probably the most underrated guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a great player. Bit of a handful, but literally, I actually learned some stuff. That was the last thing I did before putting Foreigner together.
Really?
I worked with Leslie West in the Leslie West Band. It was a good little sabbatical training for me, I think, getting me ready for the what was to come. I had no idea what was to come at that point.
Well, what was it that was coming? Was it the craziness of being on the road, or was it just learning how to be a big-time musician at that point? I mean, you were already out there. I know you played with the guy that was the French Elvis, and, you know, you played to some big crowds and did a lot of big things, but was that like the transition to where, okay, now you're going to be in charge and you're going to be carrying the weight on your shoulders?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. You know, the other musicians in the band, the guys in the band, they had never really had very much exposure on a big level, you know. So I kind of had to whoop them into shape.
Well, talking to Mick Jones, going to be at Mohegan Sun on December 1st, which, let's face it, December 1st, it's this weekend. It's Saturday night. There's still a few tickets available, not many. Mick, I really appreciate your time, man. Thank you very much for calling in.
Oh, no problem, man.
All right. I will talk to you soon. See you at the show.
Thanks. Okay, thanks, Ed.
Thank you. Bye.